So, we're back with another Two Bad One Good.
Hell yeah, we are. It's been a while.
It has been a minute. And we're never in shortage of movies that we need to watch because...
No.
I always have tons of movies that I own that I've never watched, and you haven't seen a ton of things.
I haven't seen most things. I've seen a very small handful of things.
And, I mean, that's fair, because there are handful of things that are good, but...
And especially a lot of the things we're watching are not, like, big blockbuster movies where people are like, you've never seen that before? It's, like, random little ones that people often either haven't heard of or haven't really thought to watch it.
True, although there are a lot of ones that we watched that were suggestions that were given to us because people were like, you haven't seen this?
Yeah, people get upset at me on the regular. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm surprised we haven't watched 13 going on 30 yet, because that one friend got really mad at me for not seeing it yet.
Well, you know, I haven't done, like, a rom-com theme yet. I haven't come up with a good too bad. Too bad for that one good.
I will say, out of a lot of the types of movies I have, of this handful I have seen, I feel like rom-coms are one of the genres I've been more present in because... I don't know. I'm always a sucker for a rom-com because I like to laugh and...
Because I love to laugh.
And I don't know. Something about rom-coms have always just gotten to me. I'm a real sucker.
I'm a fun girl who loves to laugh.
I love The Proposal. If it's a rom-com with her in it, I'm pretty much down, so.
It's really funny because I was talking about some other movie the other day that was basically the same premise as The Proposal.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a recent one that was, like, fairly popular. I'm like, it's basically just The Proposal.
I was always such a huge fan of that. I thought it was great. I still am a fan of it.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we watched a collection of movies that were... They're in, like, the iffy range because they're above 5, but they're below 6, except for one of them, which was...
It's like 6.1, 6.2 or something.
No, it was just a 6. It's, okay. I think it was a solid 6 with Speed Racer.
So
Speed
it's Racer pretty borderline. Is a solid 6.
Yeah. Like, I would say it's borderline. And the other two were, like, around... They're definitely between, like, a 5.1 and a 5.3 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I know both of them are very iffy on whether or not people think they're good.
Yeah. Which is so many of the movies that we watch.
Yeah. But we had a good time, so...
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, especially for not having seen 2 of the 3, and the third one I hadn't seen in a long time. Like, I remember watching it when I was younger, and I haven't watched it since then, basically.
Yeah. I'd never seen any of them. I knew of Speed Racer and Dukes of Hazzard, but I had no idea what the third one was.
And... Boy, was it a ride. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were on it.
Oh, boy.
So, first we started off with Speed Racer. And what's really funny is, I don't think you've ever seen any of the cartoon, have you?
No.
Well, I've seen the cartoon. Like, I used to watch the cartoon when I was younger, when I was a kid. And I remember, you know, before it became on Boomerang and shit like that, it was on just...
Amazing.
It was on regular Cartoon Network, I think. But it was always on at weird times. It was on, like, really early in the morning or something. Mm. It was always, like, right after Adult Swim was over.
Yeah.
And I remember it being, like, really weird. I remember, because it's anime, basically. But it's, like, very old-style anime, so it's, like, way more simplistic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the story is, like, the overall story is, like... Very intricate, but because of the way that it's told and how, like, herky-jerky it is, kind of, because of the animation, it seems, like, very weird and out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. I know in the movie, it was just weird because...
It was...
everything was very saturated.
Oh my, yeah, and it wasn't just like, oh, they just bumped the saturation up in post. It's like, no, they just made every color in it very bright.
Very vibrant.
Yeah, like, the production design team went ham, as well as costume.
Yeah, they set told costumes, everyone. They were just like, whatever clothes you find, they have to just be...
extremely brightly colored.
Whatever the color is, it has to be very saturated. Like, yes. Saturation at full, 100%.
Even the title card itself was just very, very bright. It was, I remember it was primary colors. It was yellow, red, and blue. And it was, like, that straight yellow, that, like, straight red and straight blue.
Yeah. Like, true to color. Like, color wheel primary colors.
And if that didn't set you up for the color scheme of the entire film, I don't know what did.
There was just a lot to digest with this movie, especially because there was all that color coming at you, and then the graphics,
the crazy cinematography.
Oh, true. The cinematography was out of the box.
I honestly, it wasn't until the end of it that I made the connection where I'm like, this is basically very similar feeling to watching Eurovision, where it feels like you're constantly just being thrown around a room and, like, constantly being whipped around and zoom, like, quick zooms and out, and it's very much like that, but you're, like, following a car. So you can be, like, in front of the car, and then you're on the side of the car, and then you're going around a turn with the car, and then you're behind the car, and you're like, where... am I?
And then you're inside the car, and then you're inside someone else's car.
Yes. It's just, you're constantly moving.
It's frequent movement. I will definitely agree with that. It kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, a K-pop music video. Like, there's never a moment. Yeah, there's never a moment where the eye gets to rest.
Yeah.
It's just, like, if you're gonna watch this, you need to be ready, because your eyes are just kind of constantly be assaulted by images.
Yeah. And you pointed out something that I didn't consciously realize until you said it, where, like, everything would be in focus. So there would be someone in the foreground and then someone in the background, and they would both be equally in focus. And I don't think I've ever seen a film in which they do that. Ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why it looks so off, is because of this.
I agree.
And it's not really something you consciously register until you notice.
Yeah, like, I mean, I only noticed it because I noticed that they do it quite a bit on Sabrina, like, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like it because I hate when both things are in focus, because, like, I don't look at multiple things and see everything in focus. It's like, everything has its own level of focus.
Right.
Where it's like, the closest thing to me is the most in focus, and then it gets less in focus as it goes in that straight line.
Yeah. Well, it's like how eyes work. Like, they're not meant to be focused on everything around you at the same time. They have to, and that's why, one of the reasons why that's not a thing that's done in film, even though it's technically possible, because it's not how the human eye sees. So it just makes the viewer feel very
uncomfortable. That's really all.
You're like, what am I looking at? Same for sometimes with frame rates and stuff too. Like, one of the reasons that watching something at a different frame rate is weird isn't necessarily because the human eye sees that way, but because we're so used to seeing movies and film at a certain frame rate that seeing at a different one, even if it's slight, really throws us off. Even if it's not conscious, it just looks off.
Ah,
because you're not used to seeing that much.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about cameras. I just know that, like, I can tell when a frame rate is, like, different. Yeah. Like, when it's slower. Because there's, like, some animated shows that do that. Yeah, I mean,
you don't need to have technical knowledge. You just need to notice it's different.
And then have someone else explain it to you.
Yeah, because you're just not used to seeing that much information with film. You're very used to seeing that 23.98, whatever, at rate. So then when you see more than that or less than that, your eyes are like, what am I looking at? But that's less of a comparison, because the everything in focus thing is more of a, that's like how your human eye works.
Yeah. And they just, like, did it to be cuckoo bananas, because, like, on top of that, they also had what I would categorize as the most iconic transitions I've ever seen in anything. Yes.
Those, the wipe transitions of, like, people's, like, going across the screen as they were talking, and just that one scene where there were, like, 10 people all going across the screen, all wiping different transitions. It was wild.
It was so funny. I just love that they were all, what they were all doing.
It was so chaotic.
I love the one where there was the announcer guy who was just, like, spinning. He was also rotating as he was going.
Like, they just really took, like, every crazy anime montage fight scene you've seen and then just, like, amplified it.
Absolutely. Because,
like,
they actually did have that fight scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Too. It's funny because we were just all like, why does everyone know kung fu?
Yeah.
Because they were all just like, except for
that one guy.
Yeah.
That one guy didn't.
He was like, no, I'm just a mechanic for real. Everyone else knows kung fu.
But the little kid sort of knows it because he watches that show. Same for the monkey, which they own a monkey.
Yeah. And you were very much just like, why do they. You were like, why do they own a monkey? Or was that me?
I think that was you.
Okay, one of us.
I mean, I also agreed. I'm like, yes, a valid question. But I think at that point, I was like, I'm not even going to bother.
I think it's just a thing that happens in the future. Like, you just own a monkey. It's cool. It's chill.
And it's, like, not like a pet. It's, like, a part of the family, clearly.
Yeah, you dress it in its clothes. You get
matching pajamas for the monkey and the kid.
You give it your child's old clothes. You see what happens. He maybe throws poop at some. You never know. It's a monkey. You can't control them. They can't be tamed.
Just like the kid.
It's very true.
They're always up there with their shenanigans whole episode.
It was funny. I feel like they gave the kid the chimp to be like, we'll give him some sort of responsibility.
Yeah.
But instead it was like, oh no, we're like enabling very bad behavior. Yeah,
truly.
Because all they do is sneak around and commit felonies.
Yeah. And then blame each other.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what's him? It's just like, he's a monkey. Yeah. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Truly.
But it's... There was just so much in that movie that was great. I mean, the wipe transitions, you had to get used to them at first because...
Yeah.
I remember you were, like, asking me about them. I'm like, well, they're kind of similar to the ones that used to be in the animated show.
Yeah, and it made sense, especially when... Because I also didn't necessarily really know that it was from an animated show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that makes a lot more sense. Because this feels very, like, comic booky, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I showed you the title sequence from the original series, you were like, oh, so they changed, like, nothing. I'm like, yeah. No, not really.
No, they just took it and did more.
Yeah, they were just like,
yeah.
Well, we're going to do a live-action version of it. They're like, oh, so you're going to, like, adapt it? And they're like... No, we're just gonna, like, do exactly that.
Yeah. Like, if you are into Scott Pilgrim's fight scenes, you should check out Speed Racer, because it is... Like, if you like Scott Pilgrim for how well it sticks to the comic book, check out Speed Racer, because they really spare nothing.
Yeah. And also, I didn't know it was by the Wachowskis.
I didn't either.
Which is crazy, because... I mean, the Wachowskis make actually pretty good, they make pretty good genre films, I would say.
Yeah.
Their world building is always very interesting to me, because, like, even with you've never seen Jupiter Ascending, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to watch that. The world building in that is, like, very interesting, but it's one of those movies where I feel like... We don't spend enough time being told, like, there's just so much to unpack that I'm like, I feel like we're breezing by all this very interesting stuff because we're going with this storyline, and I'm just like, okay, well, this storyline's, like, kind of boring, but it's, like, everything else is very interesting.
Yeah. I just, like, I know a lot of the animation in it was not great, as we discussed for a while. Some of it is very questionable. But it also, like, of the time, it's like, okay, it's not all great. Their budget may not have been amazing. I don't really know. I did not look into it, because why?
Why bother? I just know when did you ask me what year it was? Because I was like, oh, this is 2000. I was like, oh, this is 2008, but it feels like it's 2004.
Yeah, it does. But they, I thought they covered up, especially during the action parts with, like, the cars racing and all that. I think they covered up the iffy animation really well by never resting on a shot for more than, like, half a second. Yeah. Because you never really had time to register the animation well enough to be like, well, that doesn't look right. Because all the shots where we were like, oh, look at that animation, it's so bad, were the ones that they held on for more than, like, a second. Like the guys on the segways.
Oh, yeah, when they went into the... Yeah.
That was super fake, and it was one of the only... I honestly think that was one of the longest shots in the entire movie.
Yeah, when they were in the rich guys, wherever the fuck they were.
The corporations.
The corporate
headquarters.
Building.
Headquarters.
Yeah.
The lair.
His evil lair. And I remember when we were watching that, I said, this reminds me of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with the really terrible Oompa Loompas that they had.
Yeah.
It was, like, almost the same style of animation, and I'm like, ugh, the nightmares that brings back.
It was great.
But, my favorite, honestly, the notes I wrote down were really funny, because the first one I wrote down was, his name is Speed.
I'm like, yeah, my first note is they really named their kid Speed Racer.
Yeah, like, his last name is Racer, and his first name is Speed.
Is it because he's fast, or is it after the drug?
Who knows? Well, when they named him that, they really only had two avenues for him. They were like, either you're going to be a drug addict or you're going to be a race car driver.
You choose. And that's how he became a race car driver.
You choose your life.
Drugs were less interesting to a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I can't wait for the parallel comic of Speed Racer where he meets his drug addicted self.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm so ready.
But like, Speed helps Speed get off crack.
Oh, boy.
Also, I have down here, you're selling out. Oh, yeah, because his brother was Rex.
Oh, yes.
I also love that fact. Like, one of my favorite parts of the movie was he was just like, are you my brother? You know all these things about him.
You drive just like him.
Yeah, and he's just like, I'm not your brother, because he reveals himself and he's just like, I'm not your brother. I'm Matthew Fox from Lost. And I was just like, okay, well, cool, you're hot. Like, the brother was before, which is really funny because I recognize the actor as one of the actors from Heart of Dixie.
Oh my God.
And it's really funny. I was just like, oh, him. But what was the best part was at the end when she was just like, do you ever feel bad not telling them? And they did these great, like, fucking wipes time.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where they were, like, showing the past and shit, and I'm like,
and showing him fake his death, and then have plastic surgery to get himself a new face.
I loved the plastic surgery bit. That was my favorite part.
That was so funny.
It's just like, I faked my death and then got plastic surgery. I'm like, is it really that serious, though?
Apparently.
Was it? Because I'm like, honestly, I'm not gonna say I wasn't paying attention, but I'm like, I wasn't paying attention to the major part of the plot, but I feel like nothing was, like, that serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that there was a bomb sent to their house, but I'm just like, what's a casual bomb threat?
Yeah. Well, it's like when the bomb... I remember when he first was like, oh, this guy gave me this package. I'm like, LOL, some dude handed you an, sketchy, unmarked package. LOL, it's a bomb. But then I'm like, I'm not going to make that joke out loud because, like, obviously it's probably not, like, a bomb. And then it was. And I'm like, great. Cool.
Remember we were watching Jingle All the Way and we were just like, what if it was a real bomb? And we're like, it was a real bomb.
Oh, my God. No, I liked how, like, every country seemed to be in a different time period. Like, there were Vikings for some reason.
Yeah, and you kept being like, why is that? And I'm just like, dude, I have no idea what's going on in this world.
It was time. Also, when there was the whole ninja fight in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a few minutes long. Like, it was a while. And then immediately after the ninja gets, like, thrown out the window or whatever, that one girl, Trixie, is like, was that a ninja?
Was that a ninja? Cool beans.
Like, great observational skills, Trixie. You're doing amazing.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. You're also maybe blind. And maybe autistic. Who knows?
Honestly.
But.
What a movie it was.
It was. I don't know. I like how my last note here is just, get that weak shit off my trash.
Yes. That was amazing.
And with that, we transition into the Dukes of Hazzard, which were... Honestly, I don't know what I expected, because I was telling Catherine about this, that I also watched the original series when I was younger, because my cousin was obsessed with Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know why. So he would watch it, and I would watch it with him. And it was just, you know, country-ass hillbilly shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you just look at, like, the... like, the poster for it, and you see all these white dudes on this car that has a Confederate flag on the top, you're like, okay, I think I know what I'm getting into.
True. The General Lee. They drive around in the General Lee, and I'm just like, you know, I don't get why my cousin was so into the show as a kid. And also, no one in my family stopped him. They were like, maybe not. And they were just like, man, whatever.
It's definitely kind of questionable.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's not something that would fly these days.
If someone came and told me that their favorite show was Dukes of Hazzard, I'd get a little concerned.
I mean, it's a fair concern, honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we watched it, The Dukes of Hazzard. This is some fun hillbilly shit. What was the thing that you said you wrote down?
Well, I wrote down two things. The first thing was yeehaw, which I thought summed up most of the movie pretty well. And the second thing was the country version of Speed Racer.
And I said that just sounds like one full sentence. It's just yeehaw, comma, the country version
of Speed Racer. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much a good summarization of that movie. So I guess we can move on.
There was a lot of drifting in that one, though.
Yes.
There were
explosions.
Yeah. So it was very similar.
Was there a ninja fight? Or am I getting my... Or not a ninja fight, but like, was there a... There was a fight at some point of people trying to beat each other.
Oh, they were in a bar. It was before the sheriff showed up the first time.
Yeah, so there's that...
Where they threw Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, they both had a part where, like, they're racing someone, the other person gets impatient, realizing they can't beat them, and then pulls out a gun and starts shooting at them. So that happened in Speed Racer and Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, that is a common trope now.
But with Dukes of Hazzard, the police did it.
It was the cops.
Which was a fun twist I didn't see coming.
Those cops were very suspicious in my book. All of them, for some reason, that was one of my notes, all of them, for some reason, were wearing gloves. And I'm like, why are all these cops wearing gloves? That's weird.
Yes. And that one cop from their hometown who specifically had a grudge against them. I told you this, how he reminds me of the mall cop from A Very Cool Christmas, where it's like, he just really has a grudge against these people and will stop at nothing to ruin them. You have to have your own life to be concerned about, right?
I mean, you do, but then... You know, some people don't have those things, and they're very concerned about what other people are up to. They're just like, you know what? What's going on in your neck of the woods? They really take that Al Roker shit to heart. They're like...
Yeah, because I feel like that guy's just following them everywhere, just constantly trying to catch them. Not doing a very good job of it.
I know, but it's like, what exactly are you expecting them to do?
No.
I mean, nothing exact... Well... If they're trying to follow the Duke boys to follow, see what they're doing, they don't have to try all that hard, because they were definitely criminals.
Yeah, they don't try that hard, I think, to hide also.
Any of the criminal activity?
Like, I think the moonshine, their whole moonshine business was pretty decently hidden, but I'd say everything else, it wasn't especially subtle.
True. Well, that's the funny thing, is I'm like, I feel like what they were doing wasn't particularly illegal. They were delivering moonshine. But I think what it was is it wasn't illegal to, like, sell.
Yeah, like, distribute it.
Yeah, it was illegal to make it. I think it might have been that kind of, like, weird loophole law.
Yeah.
To which I'm like, that's funny. And it's funny that these, like, hillbillies are like, hey, let's exploit this. Also, what's really funny is all of them are cousins. Like, but... Bo, Luke, and... I think it's Bo and Luke. Beau, Luke, and Daisy, they're all cousins, and I'm like,
perhaps.
Where are your parents?
Well, then there was Uncle, what's his face? Whose father was he? Was he any of theirs, or was he another level?
I think he was the uncle.
Of who?
All of their uncles.
So all of their parents are gone, and there's just him left.
I guess. I don't know.
I have questions.
I wasn't really paying attention. Honestly, I don't even remember from the original series. I just remember it was the Dukes. There was Daisy. She wasn't a slut. She was just a woman who was very sexy. She was like, I'm sexy.
No tiny town in Georgia has this amount of sexy women.
Yeah. She was...
No town.
She was definitely... if this was more realistic, she was definitely, like, the town slut.
Yeah.
More likely.
Well, I think she was less, like... Well, because I think her whole thing was also that she wasn't... She was harder to obtain by men. Like, she wouldn't... She would, like, use her good looks to get things, but, like, she wasn't necessarily sleeping with anyone.
Yeah.
Or, like, letting anyone get close to her.
Yeah, she's just like...
Because that's why the whole bar fight started in the first place.
Oh, that's true.
Well, she beat up one guy. And then...
Sorry, I'm just remembering she was played by Jessica Simpson. And I was about to say that. I was like, yeah, she was also played by Jessica Simpson.
I keep trying to call her Jessica.
You know, good old Jessica Daisy.
You know me.
Jessica Duke.
But yeah, but like that whole thing. And then some other dudes were saying some real gross stuff about her to the other Duke, and then he punched them, and that's why the bar fight started.
Mm. I also remember in that scene, for some reason, there was money on the ceiling, and I pointed that fact out to you.
That was when she was stepping on that one guy's throat for being lewd.
Yeah. Lewd.
I the first word that came to mind.
It's always a funny word.
It is, yes.
But, yeah. I mean, Jessica, what's funny is, like, that character was in the movie, but she was, like, so barely in it. She was just, like, pop up periodically, and you're
she would pop up when her good looks were needed.
Exactly. They pulled her out like a tool in a toolkit. They're like, but I need a hammer.
The one part with a female cop, though, when trying to get all the cops to come help her with her car, quote unquote.
Yeah, they're all like, okay, sure.
And then the female cop comes up, and she's like, what was it that she said?
I don't know. It was something like, hey, go fix your own car.
Yeah.
Like, no one's gonna go help you.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so funny. And she was the only not conventionally attractive person in this, or not conventionally attractive woman, I think, in this entire film.
Yeah, everyone else was, like, supposed to be some... over-sexualized woman for some reason.
Except for that one woman who was, I think her name was Pauline, thanks IMDb.
Yeah.
But she, because she was older, but she still wasn't, like, she was still very pretty.
Yeah,
mom pretty than, you know, sorority girl.
Yeah. Which they did have a sorority girl scene where they went through
quite
a sorority
house. And I was curious, and I was looking through IMDb, and a lot of those sorority girls who are credited, it is the only thing that they have IMDb credits for, and I'm like, could you just imagine this being the only credit you have?
They're like, what was your credit? I had my tits out in the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Yep.
It's like, why? It's like, no reason.
Tried acting, did that, decided it wasn't for me.
I decided having my boobs out for money wasn't for me.
Mm-mm.
So I went back to dental school, and now I'm a dentist.
Oh my God.
And they're like drilling in your mouth. You're like, thanks.
I wish my dentist had stories that interesting.
Thanks, Dr. Jessica.
Oh my God, Jessica Simpson is actually just the hygienist now. Not even a dentist, a hygienist.
Can you imagine? Jessica Simpson is your dental hygienist. What a doctor's office visit that would be.
Truly. Doctors or dentists? I'm getting really lost here.
Both. Are they not the same?
Chad, where are we?
The doctor dentist, you know?
Anyways, I'm my dermatologist.
They said that I needed to use more fiber. So
nutritionist. I don't even know anymore. Go on.
Yeah. So I don't even really remember anything else from the Jigsaw Hazard movie other than that. I remember I said that it reminds me of a simpler time when I used to be into Sean William Scott. It was it was an innocent time. It was the early 2000s. I actually don't remember when this movie's from. I think it was like 2004 or 5 or something.
That sounds right.
What was funny was...
Oh, it was 2005.
Oh, it was.
Because I looked up when that one woman was born, which was 96. Oh, or true. No, 86. You I know, years.
You were trying to figure out if they were legal, right?
Yes.
Because I was very concerned. I was just like, is he a pedophile?
Which I believe they were, because she was 19 when the film was released.
Yeah. She looked very young to me. Yes. To me. But what was I about to say? Oh, my God. How did I lose my train of thought like that?
What you were talking about, what year it was, which was 2005.
Oh, yeah, true. 2005. Yeah. What I was thinking about was, like, Jessica Simpson's, the song that she did for the movie, which was These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yes.
And I immediately went to try and look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what was funny was, I was telling you, I was like, I typed in Jessica Simpson, and the first thing that popped up was With You, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot about that song. But then I pulled up the Boots Is Made for Walking song, and I was, like, watching some of it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I forgot that was, like, Jessica Simpson's concept. She was, like, the curvy one. Like, she was a little bit more curvy, I would say, than, like, Britney Spears, kind of.
Yeah.
She was a little bit more curvaceous. She was the wholesome-y one. She was very county fair.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's just really funny because, like, that's kind of what she was doing with These Boots Are Made for Walking. And I'm like, you're like, when they were like, oh, we need a Daisy Duke, we need someone of like a mid-level, the role's not huge, but it's like it's a draw for someone like a music singer, because like you'll get like an acting credit. So they were like,
yeah,
I've got the perfect white girl for you. Oh
my god.
Because, you know, this is not the type of role for someone like Mandy Moore. She's a little bit more, I don't want to say high class, but
more nuanced.
She's a little bit more nuanced than that. She likes a little bit more variety in her pack.
Yeah. More layers.
I need more, you know, I need to be able to put on old people makeup. That's what she said.
Oh my god.
But, oh, I think the only quote I wrote down from this was, it's just funny because, I said it was Willie Nelson, right? Because I was about to say Willie Mays, and I was it wasn't Willie Mays. It was Willie Nelson who played the old, the uncle or whatever, but he honestly said some of my favorite lines.
Some great lines.
Yeah, my favorite one was, I wonder what that fat sack of shit wants.
That was great.
In reference to the sheriff, I was like, ah, I love it. What was really funny is, like, everyone in this town hated the sheriff.
Yes.
I'm like, why have they not... I honestly wanted the end of this movie to be them collectively coming together as a town to kill the sheriff.
Witch hunt for the sheriff.
They just all kill the sheriff, and they get away with it because everyone shuts up about it. Like, the sheriff's dead, but everyone collectively lies. Well, didn't
they
do
the whole thing where it's like they were heroes, they saved the town at the end, so they got pardoned for literally everything they've done? It's like, they should have just killed the sheriff then and there.
Honestly, that's what they did. They were like, we're gonna pardon you. They're like, oh, for real? And they just, like, pull the sheriff's gun and shoot him. And you're like, you already said we're pardoned. You can't take it back.
No take backs.
Well, that's funny because What's-His-Face said, oh, you're gonna pardon me too. The uncle, he was like, oh, you're gonna pardon me too, and then he punched Boss Hogg.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was funny.
A satisfying moment.
Well, that was also another moment where he could have killed him. It's funny because he was going to in that barn earlier when he grabbed that pitchfork.
It's true. He was about to, and I was ready for it. I'm like, yes, get him.
It was funny because he was on his land, and he was just like, he just straight up was like, I'm here to seize your land. And he just grabs a pitchfork and like, the hell you are.
He was so ready.
They were ready to fight over that land. It was so funny. I just love the fact that they were full on, like, this family is like full on a family of criminals, and
yeah, truly,
they're just organized hillbilly crime. I love that they have like the hidden compartment where they keep their actual moonshine Reagan thing.
Yeah, that was great.
They also sell pretty well out of the moonshine because they sell by the case, I guess.
That's what it seems like
to actual places, and
which makes sense.
Yeah, but that's like a lot of moonshine because it's like they came in jars, and it's like, I don't know. What was it? It looked like it was like 4x4, so it was like 16 jars of case.
Sounds right.
They're like, I'm just gonna drop off a case. Just a case of moonshine. It's
like that sometimes.
Just me and my 16 jars of moonshine.
You know, you have 15 friends, one jar each.
Cracking open a cold one with the boys.
That's the yeehaw way.
Blacking out with the boys.
In a field.
Just on your lawn. They're like, are you alright? Like, That's why the sheriff was mad. He wasn't invited.
Oh my god, true. He wasn't invited to crack open a cold one with the boys and pass out on the lawn.
He wasn't invited to black out with the boys. That's my new favorite thing. Blacking out with the boys.
Yes.
So after Dukes of Hazzard, we watch Clock Stoppers.
We sure did.
Which I've seen this movie before, but I have not seen it in so long.
It was a Nickelodeon movie.
Yeah. Which
was fun.
Which is why I've seen it. I was telling Catherine that. I was like, there's actually not like a fuck ton of Nickelodeon films.
No.
Like, I remember this and I think
the SpongeBob movie.
Yeah. Also Snow Day, I think, is a Nickelodeon movie.
No,
I wanna say, I don't know. I have to look that up. I haven't seen Snow Day in so long either. I'm gonna have to like hunt for that on eBay tonight.
Yeah, the credit scene, the opening credits, was one of the most extra things I've ever seen.
It was great. It was
one of
the highlights of the
movie. Like, it wasn't a bad thing that I said that. I said it in a good way.
No, because it's funny because like it kind of reminded me of the Warner Brothers, like when we watched Speed Racer, the credits for those. Because those also had like really cool motion graphics at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
But I don't know.
Well, I just remember one point about halfway through the credits, I looked over and you just looked so delighted. Like your eyes were glued to the screen. You looked so happy.
I hadn't seen this movie in so long. I forgot what those credits were.
You were having a great time.
It was quite the experience for me. I was having the time of my life.
Yes, clearly.
But in addition to that, what I really loved was the I loved all of the graphics that they did for this movie because this was, I think I said this one was 2004 or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
It might have been earlier. I think it was earlier
2000s.
Yeah. It's one of those early 2000s movies. So they had, like, really bad, really bad graphics. And, I mean, I love it because of that. Honestly. Yeah, this is 2002. So I love it because of how ridiculous the graphics are.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, because we were talking about the thousands and how there are a lot of really, like, mediocre movies that kind of come out around, they came out around then.
Yeah.
Which is why there's so many of these movies that we watch where we're just like,
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's like, it was a movie. I watched it. Yeah,
sure. It was a movie.
But they all have, like, really fun concepts and stuff like that. And this one was just like, what if you could stop time?
But not stop time. You're speeding yourself up.
Yeah, you're speeding up your molecules.
Yeah.
They explain the math. They explain the science to make sense.
Somewhat.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand why they were doing what they were doing. I'm like, so you're doing this because why? Right.
Well, like, with the effects, like you said, that one scene when they're, like, at a club, perhaps? And he's in a DJ battle?
Oh, the best friend is in a DJ battle.
And he just flips upside down. That was one of the best animations I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I
better
love
better than all of Speed Racer.
I love that whole sequence because they're just like the girl that the main character has a crush on. She's just like, I can't watch him suffer anymore. She like she speeds them up or whatever for speed or slow sound time and whatnot. And the two of them move the best friend around. They just move his arms and shit.
Yeah.
Because for him, it looks like he's just doing these motions, but they're actually moving him around and shit. And I love the fact that they actually flip him because I'm just like,
that was so funny.
How did both of them pick him up?
Because he also went very far. It's like, were they just hovering 10 feet above the ground?
Yeah, I'm like, how could they possibly have done that?
Yeah.
I love the graphics of it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, green screen. 2002 was a fun time for graphics, I think. Yeah. They were trying their best. You should really watch Chronicles of Riddick. That one's another early thousands one where they, like, were really trying their darndest with the graphics. Yeah. I mean, it's not horrible, but it's not great either.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, oh, when they first realized they could stop time or whatever, and they were like, all right, let's go out into the world. And you laughed at me because I was like, go rob a bank. Like, this one time you're going to get away with it. And they instead just chose to do a bunch of petty crimes. Petty specifically being the perfect adjective for it. Because it was a lot of very petty stuff, like attaching this kid's nose ring to a spoke in his bicycle wheel.
He was trying to steal a bike.
Yeah. So he connected his nose to it.
They stabbed a hole in a spray can for a kid who was spray painting onto a wall.
Yeah.
A meter maid. They actually made her meter her own car, and then they put a dog in the car he was peeing on a tree. They moved him into the car so that he was peeing in the car.
Yep.
They did something else.
Just too. A lot of very inconvenient things to people.
Yeah. And I'm like, so their first thing is like, hey, let's do a bunch of pranks. They're like, oh, we're going to get away with it. Let's do a bunch of pranks.
I'm very like, teen.
Yeah. But I mean, this, I guess it's because this is a Nickelodeon movie. They're like,
yeah. Can't rob a bank, I guess.
Yeah. Because even when they were doing the thing later where they were trying to get the, dad back who had been kidnapped or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, well, we can't have them with guns. Like, because think
so
about
they
it.
Have these
there were no
freeze rays.
Yeah, there were no actual guns in this whole movie.
Yeah.
There were those nitrous cans that were like liquid nitrogen that were freeze people.
Yeah.
And then they like took paintballs and filled them with liquid nitrogen and was like, oh, I just shoot them with a couple of paintballs and oh, that'll freeze them.
Yeah.
Instead of getting actual guns. So I'm just like, they're really trying to keep it
PG.
It was PG rated, so they were trying to keep it non-violent.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of appreciate that.
Yeah.
We were really trying back then.
Kids should be able to experience the stoppage of time, just as adults can.
Yeah, without worrying about getting shot.
Yeah.
You could still be in danger. You don't have to get shot. There can just be people who are just like, I can get you. I'm gonna get you.
What am I going to do to you? That's unclear. I'm going to get you, though.
It's unclear. It's like, oh my god, they're going to kill me. How? Oh, they're just going to put me in this room that speeds up time, and then they die.
Very unclear, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But
as they go.
That's just the game.
But we'll just age you up faster, so you just die sooner than everyone else.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what was happening to the developer, apparently.
Yeah.
But it was a fun movie. It held up in my memory of what I thought it was. I don't know how you felt about it.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I didn't really know much of what I was getting into in the first place, because, like I said, this was one of the ones that I hadn't heard of yet. But no, like, I enjoyed it. It was fun, especially if I was younger. I could definitely imagine really enjoying it when I was younger, especially around the time this had first come out.
Yeah.
But still, as I am today, it was a good time. Gucci, as they say in the movie 8th Grade, which I've decided I'm...
You've decided that you're incorporating into your daily vernacular.
Yes, doing this little sign going, Gucci!
Because
I love that.
I love it and also hate it. So, because of that, now I feel like the episode's over. This is it. That's
it. Okay, Gucci!
Thank you, everyone, Gucci! Yeah, so those were fun movies. I didn't realize that we had, like, a weird racing theme, and then it was, like, two car-themed movies, and then...
Because they were very similar, especially back-to-back.
Yeah. It was completely unintentional, but then after I put the DVDs in, I realized that.
A happy accident.
It's true. But, you know, what can you do? Anywho, well, that concludes this episode. Tune in next time. We'll be watching more movies or stuff.
We'll be watching something.
Yeah, we'll be watching more stuff.
That's our thing.
Yeah. I expose Catherine to things. Yeah, I expose her to the world of pop culture.
Oh boy. I like how you make it sound like I'm a shut-in.
Are you not? Do you not live in a bubble?
I'm a self-imposed shut-in. I choose to shut myself in.
You know, everyone makes choices, and these are mine.
It's true.
Dun dun. And these are their choices. Dun, dun.
I hate it, thanks.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci!
Gucci!